We're thinking about the precepts as a basis for these transformational processes. On one hand, I can think of the precepts as very straightforward. These are things that I'm striving not to do.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, I feel like there's an evolution with them, especially with right speech.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm doing pretty well, but then I'll find myself regretting things. Oh, okay, so then I evolve a little bit. And the longer I'm on the precepts, the more I realize there's quite a ways to go. Can you talk about this a little bit, about your understanding of this sense of evolution or growth within the precepts, as opposed to them just being
very fundamental? Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the there's a certain maturing of our own ability to hold the precepts, but also, in particular, how to understand the precepts. Because it's easy to relate to precepts as rules. If I can just keep the rules. And I mentioned it briefly this morning, of what we translate as precept is the Pali word sikapada, sikapadang. And literally, like, pada means foot, so like the foundation, the basis. And sikha is to study, to learn, or to educate. So that this precept is a foundation for learning and studying. Studying what? Studying about ourselves, studying about life, studying about the world around us, and what makes people happy, what makes people suffer. So one starts to investigate, well, what are refinements of this? What are extrapolations of this? What are ways that I can refine this? How can I hold this skillfully? How do I create suffering out of this? What happens when I don't keep it? Because it isn't a matter of, oh, if I just get the rules all right, then I'll be okay. Because we can still create suffering for ourselves by doubting whether we've kept it properly, or even if we have, we start second guessing ourselves, and that sense of self starts getting in there, and you say, well, hey, wait a minute, why is that? So then you start to understand how the mind responds to when you have a boundary, you're able to reflect something back, and we have to learn from that, because what's reflecting back is oftentimes our own worries, our own desires, our own fears, our own sense of who I am because I keep or don't keep a precept. And all of that is those are all aspects of precepts, of sila, but they're nuances and refinements that you start to really learn from.